Have you ever had the experience of listening to scriptures at Sunday Mass and then realized that you never noticed a certain passage or part of the story? A part of the story seemed to remain hidden, and you never really noticed it. I think this kind of experience happens with today's gospel. Whenever this gospel is read, we often focus on Peter's walking on the water, which truly is a very dramatic scene. And yet, we sometimes forget what happens right beforehand. We often forget that Jesus dismisses the crowds, goes up on the mountain, and prays to the Father alone, in silence. Jesus often prays in the gospel, and these moments of prayer are often followed by magnificent events, such as Peter's walking on the water, Jesus silencing the waves, and, dare we forget it, Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before taking up his cross and dying for us. Whenever we read of these little moments like Jesus praying, we should all remember the insight that Thomas Aquinas has given us, that every action of Jesus is an example for every Christian to follow. Jesus himself said, "For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, you also should do." Therefore, when we see Jesus praying alone with the Father, he is asking us to follow his example. If we are to be disciples of Jesus Christ, and what is a disciple but one who draws near to the Lord to follow him, to hear his words, to believe and obey him? If we are to be such followers, real disciples, then we must pray, and especially pray in silence. But someone could easily say, following Jesus' example is fine, but that reason is not really convincing. So why should I pray? What does prayer, especially silent prayer, actually do for me in this life? That is a great question. And we have one of many answers in today's readings. In today's reading, we see that God, our God, is found in silence. And in that silence, God calms us and gives us peace. In our first reading, we see Elijah, the prophet Elijah, go to the top of Mount Horeb to meet God. And yet, God is not in the driving wind. God is not in the earthquake. God is not even in the fire from heaven, but in a whispering sound. God is found in silence. This passage about Elijah on top of the mountain is one of the most profound passages in the Bible on prayer, that we find God in silence. So we pray in silence because God comes in silence, and in silence we hear his voice. And we could look to many images of this, but I like to look at God creates in silence. A blade of grass grows up in silence. A flower blooms in silence. And a human being grows in its mother's womb in silence. And for our vocations, we often hear the call in silent prayer. Nevertheless, we also see that God's presence also brings calm and silence into our lives. When we turn to God in silence, God calms us and gives us peace. We have this image in the gospel reading where the disciples are tossed about in a boat. The waves of the Sea of Galilee represent anxiety and busyness and the sufferings of the world. How many of us have the experience of feeling like life's anxieties and the struggles of life is like we're being tossed about in a boat, and we can't control it, and we feel like we're going to sink. And yet, what happens when the Lord enters that boat? It says that the wind immediately dies down. The Lord's presence, the Lord is found in silence, And when he comes, he also brings silence and calm with him. It is the Lord who can calm our anxieties. It is the Lord who can slow down our busyness. And it is the Lord who can raise us up in the midst of suffering and give us support in times of trial. This is the power of prayer. This is what happens when we turn to the Lord in silence and say, I am here. Lord, I am ready to listen to you. We receive these gifts. Jesus himself says to us, when we enter into silence, it is as if the Lord says to us, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So after we know why we pray, next question, and perhaps the most crucial, is how. How do we enter into silent prayer? Now, the easiest way that I've seen or heard to answer this question is to see our relationship with God as simply that, a relationship. A relationship just like our human relationships. Just for your consideration, what would a wife say to her husband if he said to her, I'll speak to you about once a week. You can have the Sunday time slot from 11 a.m. to noon. Or how would it go if one spouse did all of the talking and never listened to the other? Or what if a wife said to her husband, I'll call you when I need you. I'll call you when I need a new job, or I'm in trouble, or when I'm looking for a parking spot, or my keys. At the very least, relationships based on communication like this would not grow. One could even argue that there is barely even a relationship at all. We should honor God the way we honor those we love. We must give God time, not just once a week, but every day, just like we do our loved ones, our friends and family. A busy married couple must be intentional about their time together. So the first insight we can learn about how to pray is that it must be daily and it must be intentional. We must have intentionality when we do this. Then we must listen to God and not just talk to him or talk at him. If prayer is a conversation between us and God, a real relationship, then we must talk to God, but we must also listen to him. Don't get me wrong, we should bring our prayers and thoughts and ideas and worries to God. He wants to hear all of them. But he also wants to speak to us. He wants us to listen to him, because ultimately there he guides us and that he is able to lead us in the way of salvation. So prayer must be firstly daily and intentional. And second, we should have silence in our prayer. But this is difficult, no doubt. Very difficult. We have a hard time in our society being quiet at all, let alone in prayer. The Lord knows this, and that is why he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. Remember, God is not only found in silence, but he is also the one who creates it, who gives it. So when we enter into prayer, we should begin by saying something like this. Come, Holy Spirit. Quiet down my heart. Allow me to listen to you. I cannot do this on my own. In the words of St. Peter, Lord, help me. This is the way the Lord will speak to us. He comes in like he does the Sea of Galilee and calms us, gives us the peace that we so desperately need. And so lastly, after prayer is daily, intentional, and and we have silence, we must follow Jesus' instruction on prayer. Jesus says, when you go pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who hears in secret will repay you. What does this mean? This means that we need to find solitude for prayer. My mom, whenever she's asked about how to pray, she says, you have to be creative with it. You have to either wake up in the morning early before the business of the day starts, so the kids get up, or whatever. Pray then. Or in the middle of the day, you might even have to go into the bathroom and lock the door and have that be your prayer time. It is a place of solitude, and we should, be creative with those times of prayer. So if prayer is a priority, a real priority in our lives, we want to have to invite the Lord into a real relationship. We have to do it daily, intentionally, and with times of silence. I could spend so much time talking about prayer and how to do it because it is of fundamental importance to our lives as disciples. Silent prayer is part of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus. A recent book on prayer stated that no prophet has ever encountered God without withdrawing into solitude and silence. And the same is true of disciples, and the same is true of us. Today, I want to encourage and challenge us all to make silent prayer a priority in our lives. And I include myself in this. And I want us to do this together. We should pray for one another. We should encourage one another to this silent prayer. And we should share with one another the struggles of what that's like. It's difficult to be silent. It's difficult to hear God's voice, to calm down. We do this as a community. Like monks that gather in a monastery, we learn to pray, learn to be quiet before our Lord together. So let us all commit ourselves to being silent before the Lord. And all it takes in the beginning is 5 minutes. All I'm asking is 5 minutes for each of us. So that daily, take 5 minutes before our Lord to receive Him, to listen to Him. Because ultimately, as followers of Christ, as disciples and as fellow pilgrims to heaven, we should resolve to follow the example of our Lord Jesus, who was in silent prayer before our Heavenly Father and was able to receive the love of the Heavenly Father.